Compassionate Mahatma Vidura could not stand to see the Pandava distressed at any time. Therefore, he did not disclose this unbearable, this unpalatable and unbearable incident because calamities come of their own accord. According to Nitya's Dharma, spiritual, one should not speak an unpalatable truth to cause distress to others. Distress comes of enough in its own way by the love of nature. So, one should not aggravate it by propaganda. For a compassionate soul like the Dura, especially in his dealings with the beloved Pandavas, it was almost impossible to disclose an unpalatable piece of news like the annihilation of the Yadu dynasty. Therefore, he purposely refrained from it. Brother Vachandrayan, Krishna, 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 Krishna. So from the beginning of this chapter, we read about the arrival of Mahatma Bujur. So this arrival came after many, many years that he left the ashram. Bujur of course was the, he was the uncle of the Pandavas. Because he was the brother of Kandu and Mara Dhritarashtra. But his mother was a Sudra. So therefore he was, even though he was the same, even though he had the same father as Dhritarashtra and Kandu, still he was not an equal status. Because his mother was a sugar. So because of that, he was always treated like a second class citizen. But of course, this mother, he treated the literature from the Pandus and the Jews. He treated them equally as affectionate children. And he gave them equal training. So, but because of the social conventions, Bujur was always looked down upon as somebody of his third class because of his mother. And in many parts of the world, the world's mother is always considered to be the primary. Some part of the world, the father, just like that man was born in West African Nigeria, is his father has the right. For instance, in my place, if you are, even though if your mother comes from a different place, but because your father belongs to that land, if you are born to your father, so you have all the rights to be a king, to be anything like that. Whereas another country, next door neighbor, another country, the mother has the right. So if your mother is a citizen, but your father is not a citizen, but because you are born, that mother, you have the right to be the ruler. So different places are different rules, right? That is the nature of this material. So in the very situation, of course, Dhritarashtra has the same father as the Pandus and the Dhritarashtra. But because his mother was a sugar, so therefore he was not treated equally. So because Dhritarashtra was always very affectionate to the Pandavas. He was very affectionate to them. Why? It wasn't because he was not equal to the Kauravas, but because the Pandavas, they seemed to be very helpless. Because their father died very, very early. And the King Pandu died very, very early. So because of the Kauravas headed by Duryodhana, they always try to take advantage because the sons of Pandu have no father. So, and also because Yudhishthira has been the first son, so he actually has the right to be the king. But because of this, Yogananda was not happy that Sridhartha Maharaj should be the king. So therefore he made so many arrangements, many issues just to annihilate the Pandava. So because of the excellent situation of the son of Pandava, so Yudhishthira was always very, very affectionate, was always taking special care for them. I'm sure many of you know about Ben Maharaj, you show them the story very well. So before the battle of the Kurukshetra, when the Vidura, he went to Dhritarashtra, basically started to repeat the same advice which he had always telling all along that your son, Duryodhana, you know, is going to be because of the destruction of your dynasty, that it's better to get rid of him. If you get rid of your son, then this calamity can be avoided. But so Duryodhana, when he heard this coming from Dura, so he became very angry. He became very angry and he spoke very harsh words to Dura. He said, Abhyanistu, the son of the cat mistress. Abhyanistu, my dear. Abhyanistu, the son of the cat mistress. So normally, when somebody is pierced, is shot by an arrow, is better than the arrow of war, is much more sharper than the weapon of war, the mouth, much more sharper than the weapon of the actual weapon itself. Just like, actually because of the war, which was fought by Draupadi, that was the main reason of the battle of Kurukshetra. Because Draupadi was struck by a sharp arrow coming from Draupadi. That, the son of blind man. He has become blind, unable to see. Because Draupadi, when he was in the pastor, he had fallen into the water. Because he thought that it was in hand. So therefore, Draupadi, she uttered a very sharp one. So it became a very deep wound for Draupadi. And that was the whole cause of the whole Kurukshetra war. So Dura, when he heard this word from the Duryodhana, he became very, very much affected. But of course, the devotee of the Lord, so he tolerated it. So simply through his arrangement of the Lord, so what he did, he simply left on. He immediately took Vanaprak, he took Sanyas and left on, and went to the forest. And then he went to the forest, wandering many pieces of pilgrimage. At that time, when he was done, the battle of the Kurukshetra took place. So many millions and millions of kings from the other guys. And of course, during that time also, it was a period of almost more than 20 years, during that time, by which Lord Krishna also had withdrew his dynasty, the Gandhi dynasty. So the dynasty was withdrawn through some friction or another. So, Vidura, when he was traveling, he witnessed all this terrible situation that had happened, and especially in respect to the Yadu dynasty. So he witnessed the incident, and then he decided to... And Vidura had been a great personality, because we have to know that Vidura was not an ordinary person. He was actually a Yamaraj himself. He was a Yamaraj, but he was called to become a shooter. And then that's why he took birth of Vidura. So Vidura, he decided to return to Adinapur, but mainly he decided to return to encourage his brother to renounce. Because after all, in Purashtra, he has lost everything, he lost all his children, and now Yudhishthira Maharaj has become king along with his brother. So this Yudhishthira was simply living just as someone who's been kept in the house, which is not good for fighting. Somebody in Vedic life, when you become old, you're supposed to leave home. You're not supposed to die in your house as an old man. And I know that in the West, when somebody becomes old, they put them in the home for old people. Because some of your children, they don't like to see an old person in the house. You know, because that polarism which is materialized. Materialized means this is polarism, it is old age. Because if you come and open to you, the children, they don't want to change the house. So what they do, they put you in the old people's house. Because a young person who says, he can't enjoy his life with his wife, he likely want to see to his old, to see the old folks. The GST content, all the business in the history, all these things. So therefore, the old age is considered to be the miserable condition of marriage. So therefore, what is it in a fancy children, but they've got a running of 22 years old, you should go to the forest. Don't stay in the house. Because staying in the house of an old man is not, it's not pleasant, it's not fun at all. So the Torah, he decided to return to that food. So in short, Nicholas tried to quit home, go to the forest. Now, forget about it, you cannot plant that into a tree of water. Just go to the forest and try to perfect the land. So that is the reason why Nicholas came back to the palace. So as we are read from the beginning of this chapter, how the Judah returned, and when he returned to his house, everybody was very, very happy in his home. Everybody was very, very happy. The Pandava, Teresa, Yishu Maharaj, and of course, Mother Kunti, Gandhari, the Toronto, of course, everybody was very, very happy that the Judah had returned. So, Yishu Maharaj was not questioning the Judah that you know that the Jura, because you have gone for so many, many years, so you must have taken so many, many things. Because when somebody took Banakras and they go, when you took Banakras, normally you spend your time going to this event, place of pilgrimage. Haridwar, Vrindavan, Puri, Dwarka, all these places. But what is in those places? You hear the Harikatha from the side of the manifestation. Now they will come to a place of pilgrimage just for the sake of sightseeing. Going to a place of pilgrimage for sightseeing, you actually contact with Jesus. You go to a place of pilgrimage to hear the message of Godhead. So they are cutting from the side. Then your pilgrimage is become valuable. So the Jesus Maharaj, he knew that the uncle Vidura must have shared some so many great things. And also, because he had gone all over the place, he must also have a witness what happened to the Gepa dynasty, to Lord Krishna, and all his family members. So, this marriage was very, very eager to hear his name. He was very, very eager to hear his name. So the Dura, he was now, he started narrating all his time that had taken place. He was narrating all his experiences, what he had, who he had spoken to, and all that. But specifically, he did not mention the departure of Lord Krishna from the place of the, he did not mention the departure. Because the Vyuraj was the great personality, and not just that, it's a true well-wisher. So what a true well-wisher, being a true well-wisher, they don't like to see the strength of others. Because one of the qualities of the sadhu, he said, for a look at the king, the sadhu is very unhappy when he sees the unhappiness of others. So the sadhu, they become very sorrowful, their heart becomes very thin when they see that other people are, other universities, they are not happy. When they see that the jivas are suffering, the sadhus became very pain in their hands. And that's one of the reasons why they go and preach. Because the sadhus, they go out and preach to let people know the cause of their suffering, so that people know what we are forgotten. That yes, the reason why you are suffering this material world is because you have forgotten who you are. You have forgotten that you are Krishna, you are not Mayaka, you have forgotten that you are Krishna. Because you forget that the balance of Krishna, and you simply engage yourself in the practice of Maya, that is why you are suffering the material world. So therefore, they encourage everyone to take up the practice of Krishna. So therefore, the Sadhu say, Jeev Jago, 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 just wake up, stop sleeping in the matter of the lack of Maya, and revive your Krishna conscience. Revive your Krishna consciousness. dare di vita della vita, che vuole dare sono alla cosa di Stato che se non cambiate accordingly. Ma di quello da che give their message according to the qualification of the audience. Just like when they go back into the West, so when they began preaching, after the Shri Prabhupada, he had to tolerate so many manifestations in the beginning of this movement in America. We know that just that in India, the Guru is a very revered person. Guru is worshipable, Guru is Kashkari, is worshipable of God. You know, the same person that gives the Lord, the same person that gives the Guru. So that in the world is not like that. A Guru just is just an ordinary person. So Srila Prabhupada, he has to tolerate so many things to get this message of the other disciples. But in the beginning, we know that sometimes Srila Prabhupada will start in life when devotees, when you have to take money in the morning, in those days, in our chapter of America, we can have to send you one or two bathrooms in the temple Sunday. So devotees, we have to stand in line to go to the bathroom. And Srila Prabhupada, we have to stand in line with the devotees. So you can just imagine, the Guru, you know, he's not standing in line with the devotees, and the devotees, they don't know, you know. So he has to tolerate all this. Because you know that, that gradually, they meet, they will learn gradually. Just like the story for when the Prabhupada was having the presence of worship, so he was telling the devotees that if I should tell you everything now, oh, he said, you will faint. Yeah. He said, you will faint, but it's not enough. So the message, after giving his message, is like that. So, here, let's look here that we do not have what to do. So, he was not very compassionate, you know. He was giving information that he knew that because he didn't want to see that he didn't arise to be distressed in any way. You know, because he didn't arise, it was because he had no... this Maharaj, he's not an ordinary king, he was Ayurveda Yashin. This means the centric friend, he was a devotee of Yashin, he was a devotee of the topmost level of devotee. As far as that, because this man was a devotee of Krishna, and so many great sages, during the time of Yudhishthira Maharaj, all of them, they love to visit Yudhishthira Maharaj. Every sage, Nada Muni, all the rishis, they all, every day they go to Yudhishthira Maharaj, because they know that Yudhishthira Maharaj is the devotee of Krishna, very, very attached to Lord Krishna, so therefore Lord Krishna is also always present in his palace. So therefore, the audience is always going to see Yudhishthira Maharaj. But Yudhishthira Maharaj has a deep affection for the Lord. He has to put a deep affection for him, and for him to hear about the disappearance of Lord Krishna, who is completely unbearable for him. Who is completely unbearable for him to hear the appearance of Krishna. Just like in the same chapter of Bhagavad Gita, that the Lord was talking about that sometimes my devotees, they feel intense separation from me. They feel intense separation from me. And sometimes in order to release their distress, I give to them the lack of knowledge so that they do not have the feeling of separation from me. So, the difference is, the separation of the law is very, very intolerable for them, very intolerable. So, and he did not want to allow this separation from the Yudhishthira Maharaj. Because this separation will result in a deep, deep lamentation. So, he did not want to do this, so therefore he refrained from speaking about the disappearance of the Krishna and also the Yajigamati who are disappearing. It refers from finger. So that's what Prabhupada was mentioning, that one should not speak an unpalatable truth to cause distress to others. That's why his title means somebody who is very expert. There are politics of the devotees. one of those qualities is Daksha. Daksha means to be expert. So which would a devotee, if they're very expert in everything, if they're very expert, not what their expertise, he has perfect service also, but he is very expert in his execution of Krishna consciousness. He is also very expert in preaching Krishna consciousness. So he preached to the right personality, and especially the people are not ready to hear. So he will receive, from speaking to them. So that's how we go as a priest, we send people out to the loving body, we preach to them. We are telling about the God of Krishna, and the best benefit, the best thing for you is to serve Him. That is when we sit outside. It's only when the body is trying to start becoming more and more advanced, to start getting more and more absorbed in Krishna consciousness. Then we can start hearing about the confidential nature of the official pastime, which is loving devotees, especially the British masters. It's only when the body becomes more advanced to hear this message. So they can start hearing it. Otherwise, in the beginning, we don't instruct anyone about the confidential topics of Lord Krishna. So that's why it would be very helpful in that place. But of course, in this particular situation, because Yudhishthira Maharaj is very, his life is Lord Krishna, that's his life. Yudhishthira Maharaj is maintaining his kingdom only for the purpose of Lord Krishna. He was not a king because he wanted to enjoy material world. He was a king only because he wanted to serve Lord Krishna that way. There was one time, Yudhishthira Maharaj asked Lord Krishna for a benediction. So he asked Lord Krishna that, my Lord, my dear Krishna, I love you to give me a benediction that I want to become the husband of the most beautiful woman. So Lord Krishna said, okay, you can still agree to. And then again he asked Lord Krishna that I would like to be the king, the emperor of the biggest empire. So Lord Krishna said, okay, I will grant you. And then Lord Krishna asked him that Yudhishthira, you are my dear devotees, and my devotees don't desire any material benefit. So why not send me this benediction? So Yudhishthira Maharaj is glad that the reason why I'm asking for this benediction is because people are very afraid to worship you. You know that just like here in India, it's very difficult to find a Krishna temple. Everywhere is either Narayana temple, the Lakshmanarayana, or Shiva temple. Now Krishna is only when he's thinking, we are sending your Krishna to all the places. These are the things that we did not temples here and there. But Krishna temple is very rare. Why? Because Krishna is not as Hari. Hari means who takes away everything. The moment you become Krishna devotee, you become a poor person. But therefore people don't want to worship Krishna. Why else you go to Tirupati, Balaji, wherever you offer, you get it back. You get it back abundantly. You worship the Lord, you worship Shivaji. You can have it. You worship Krishna, you become poor person, you become poor. That's what it is. But therefore, you don't want to worship Krishna. Otherwise, when I become the Lord of Krishna, then again I'm going to become poor. So therefore, people are very afraid to worship Krishna. So because of this, this is what I said, because people are very afraid to worship you, so that if I become the husband of the most beautiful woman, and I become the emperor of the biggest empire in this universe, in this planet, so people will say that, look at the beautiful Maharaj. He is a king. He is the author of gravity. And he is a devotee of Krishna. So therefore, if Jesus Christ can be a devotee of Krishna, and since he is a king and emperor, so therefore, I want to be a devotee of Krishna. So that was his mentality of asking Krishna to be a king or to be a man of the most beautiful woman. Because he wants to say that you do not have to be afraid to worship your Krishna. No need to be afraid. That was his mentality. So, the Lord, to him, the kingdom has value only as long as it glorifies Lord Krishna. It has no value for him if it has no value for him. So when he did not come, he knew that he could not give this information to him. Otherwise, it would be considered to be so unbearable. He could not give it, so therefore, he refrained from speaking. So therefore, suppose the next year, the normal is five or 26, they speak only according to chance circumstances. You see, unless the person is fully ready to hear the message. Like Shilabhadivanda, he was doing a lecture once, and he was saying that sometimes his schedule is like a butcher. So normally, like a butcher, they want to kill a goat, they kill a goat and they wear a sharp knife and then they cut straight, they cut it. So in shadow, when you want to start a shadow. So a shadow will no longer flatter you. So a shadow will take a sharp sword and cut the goat, the neck of the goat, which is of the first level of materialism. If you cut it in the form of the sharp instruction. Remember, a shadow does not flatter one person. A shadow does not tell you how he's doing the material thing, whatever it is, okay. Remember, a shadow is the one who truly, because it cuts through your first ego, through his sharp instruction. So therefore, Shilabhadivanda said, a shadow who flatters me is not my will, is not my friend. Because in Sutra is not supposed to, it's not to make us feel comfortable with this material world. Because this material world is a place that is always burning, like fire. It's always burning. But we are so lazy that we don't want to get up. Even though it's burning like everything, material is always burning, but we are so lazy that we don't want to get up. One time there was a king, he asked his minister that, to find out the lazy people. He wants to find out who are the lazy in his kingdom. He wants to call it the lazy person. So he asked Mr. to go and announce that he wants to find out, he wants to call it everyone who is lazy, and he wants to give them a big bosom, big, he wants to give a big feeling. Give them big, big soul. So many people came. They said, I'm lazy. So everybody came to the king, to the king's palace. So the assembly is very big pavilion. So the assembly is very big pavilion. So at the assembly, so the king told the minister that what can I set that pavilion fire. So the king set the pavilion fire, and then the pavilion was burning. So everybody got up and ran away, except two persons. So two men said, my dear friend, I think I'm placed on my body position here. And the person was like, why don't you just move, just shift the other side, just turn your side, maybe you start feeling the position. So the whole body, like these two people, they are so busy that they can't get up. So the king said, like, these two people, these are the reasons you can get up. So people are considering this material world. This material world is the constant body, and we don't want to get up. We are still not kind of comforting my children, my loving wife, my relative, my society. But even though when you get it, when you come and say, Jesus, you have to get up, you're saying you don't want to get up. That is our situation with Sutra Dhamma Siyama. That's why many times the word of the shadow always never enters our ear. It never enters. Even sometimes we hear it, it immediately comes out of the other side. Never comes out. Because we are so lazy to hear the message. We are so lazy, that is the nature of this material world. So, the fellows, we are very, very compassionate with God. And the problem is to hear that the compassionate soul of Jura, especially in the beginning, the beloved deliverance, it was almost impossible to disclose an authoritative speech of new blood generation of the Jewish dynasty. Therefore, he purposely refrained from it. It wasn't because he wasn't willing to give the message to Yudhishthira Maharaj. Because that Yudhishthira Maharaj was not an ordinary person, he was a devotee of the Kaliga. But the devotees, they see this great lamentation because of their separation from the Lord. And so sometimes the devotees of the Lord, or the Lord himself, they will find different ways and means by which to relieve the devotees' feeling of the friends. In material world, If our sins is that we people feel the strength, the lament for the lost ones, the material world, that in the spiritual world, although devotees are feeling distress lamentation, but their devotees lamentation is different from non-devotees lamentation. Devotees lament when they see that the Lord is not present. But the same number, so as I mentioned, that the suspicion of the Lord is compared to a river. And the river has got two banks. So one side is separation, another side is meeting, Milana. So both because the small side is the meeting, and then the two both always drawing together. So in the reality, the third word is they never really see separation from the Lord because the Lord is always on their heart. The Lord is there always, but another way also the things are also they see the Lord is not with them. You know, especially when we hear about the situation of the regions of the government, the political bills, are they always constantly lamenting that Lord Krishna is not there, that Lord Krishna is here, Lord Krishna has gone. Just like one time, Srimati Radharani, she was sitting on the lap of Lord Krishna. And then as she was sitting on the lap of Lord Krishna, there was a bee that came and sat on her toe. Because her toe, her foot is so beautiful that it looks like a flower. The Srimati Radharani said it looks like a flower. So all the beings, all the beings, very attracted to her foot. So this one bee came to sat on her foot. And then she became like, oh, so Krishna, can you chase away this bee that came out of my foot? So Krishna chased away the bee, and then Madhumanga said, Radharani, that Madhu has gone, Madhu has been chased away. But Radharani, she heard the word Madhu, because Krishna said it's Madhu Sudan. When she heard the word Madhu, she was feeling, Madhu Sudan has gone. And then she started speaking in terms of Krishna, where are you? Even though she was speaking of Krishna's heart. So this is the nature of love of God. And this nature of love of God is sometimes incomprehensible for those who are not in love of God. It's very incomprehensible. So the nature of separation, the nature of love of God is that it has to be separated from two bands. One side is the meeting, another side is the separation, the body is always there. And that separation which to mean, it simply increases their intensity of love of Krishna. It is the intensity. And because this separation of the love of God is so deep that it is like that he himself wants to find out why devotee has so much love of him that even one moment of separation we cannot already. So therefore, in order to understand that love, he decided to come himself. So he came and visited him after both, just to understand the nature of the Lord. So anyway, I'm going to stop here. I think I'm supposed to speak for like 10 minutes. I did not focus more than that. The other one gave me. So, I'm going to stop here. You have some questions? Yes.
What the devotees have, and I take what they lack.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
What to understand?
So, and as far as this concept that when you worship Krishna, you become poverty. Of course, it doesn't mean that, oh, okay, I'm done with poverty. So then I come to the Ramadan, I'm going to check myself. See, devotees, they don't, because first of all, devotees don't desire any material blessing. You know, yeah, I mean, if you don't have too much, you're going to bring for something. Because specific temple of Jitana and Hugo came about and hum that we use the Krishna said, I take care of my devotees' needs. See what I put at the there are different levels of devotees. There are different levels. Normally initially we want worship Krishna for once only. So the Lord of course is to take care of the needs. Whatever you need to do, right? And all that. But the more when we start becoming more and more advanced, when we start becoming more detached from material world, then those people will start getting taken away from you. In the beginning, you get everything. But what happens is that you become naturally distasteful for any object. You become naturally distasteful. Yeah. But in the beginning, there is everything to be provided for. Actually, when you become very
When I watch the Krishna Prasad, Krishna's name, look at everything provided for you. But then when time comes more at hand, then you will see. So then when the devotee is expressed in their life. And that advance comes that because you want to come away to Krishna, you learn material world available to you. You become aware to Krishna, you have to become aware to Maya. And Krishna does not want you to once God becomes to you, he does not want you to be disturbed anymore. So therefore he's then moving all those things away from you. Sometimes he gives so many benefits that sometimes the family become against you, the family dependent, so all you say can all you know. Sometimes your family they grew against you. So then also your business manager is something like your business is not falling apart. The name is just upon it, a good example of the Shri Prabhupada, who was a businessman, he fell apart, everything. So that can be not only come for those who have become very, very dear to Krishna. So we should not be, then we should try to Krishna to steal our hearts. So that once we come very dear to Krishna, nothing in material world will have any value for us anymore. Love anybody. So the Guru Maharaj was ready to become the king, he wanted to become the king of the biggest kingdom, bigger than his grandfather, bigger than Brahma. Because Brahma was his grandfather. He went on the kingdom bigger than Brahma, which is this universe. That was his prayer, he had a big material desire. Then when he saw Vishnu and he was on Narayan, he said, oh, look at Narayan. Before I was studying, so I wanted to become the king of the biggest, bigger than my grandfather. Now Narayan has appeared to me. So this means that now my human desire is like a broken piece of glass. And now, when he saw the beauty of Narayan, this is the reason. So he became automatically detached from his human desire. So that is, that's Namadeva. A devotee is advancing that in nature in terms of detachment from this material. That's why they measure the advancement of the devotee. Which means you can't tell from anything that has to do with this material. You got that echo? Huh? Okay. Yeah, I have to have it.
Could you please enlighten us
about
how
we get
the
Krishna
consciousness and your
interaction
with
Srila Prabhupada? Well, first, I came when I was with him. Oh, yeah. Well, first, the second one is blocking traffic. Maruti, also 1648, please remove as early as possible. So if you have Maruti, 1648 can remove your vehicle because it's blocking traffic. Well, of course, the time I journey is coming and you should understand that as your brother was in India. Yeah, he didn't come to America, that's why he was sick. He came to come to America in the June of 77, that's when he came to come. So the time I journey, of course, was the I was a student in college. Even though I was a Christian, but I became very interested in the mundane, in the contemporary religion, because it could not give any particular answer to the happiness. It could not give the various forms of life, like why so much suffering, why so much inequality in life. So the contemporary religion could not give the answer to this question. Basically, the answer is always been that no, God made it that way. And also the idea that there is pain is not going to help for you, right? So that kind of idea never sits well with me. So I was searching, to be honest. So fortunately, in the college library, I was working with Bhagavad Gita. And I became convinced. I was able to understand the questions. I was looking at the answers of many of my questions. So that is the motive that I became a judge. So that is the And of course, we also said that just like one time, the Prabhupada was, I think it was in, where was it? Because he was sitting in Japan, he remembered that when one becomes fortunate, that one gets the mercy of the dread devotees, and then one gets, and the dread devotees can meet each one in Krishna consciousness. So the devotees replied that it does not mean that you are fortunate, and that's how we met you. So Prabhupada said, no, actually I have created your fortune. Not that you become fortunate in the body of the sea. I have created your fortune. So Sri Prabhupada, because he is such a dear service of Krishna, so because of his great desire, so generally he was a 70-year-old man. Nobody goes to the West to see him. Sri Prabhupada, he said, because of his great desire for humanity, so he came and he basically created a fortune for millions and millions and millions of Westerners, and that's how he became attracted to it. So, you know, many. So that's basically that way. So, and of course, I know the Prabhupada is devotees and love, so I'm still practicing our service here.
Those
kind of things, like the point of the Mahabharata, things like sacrifice, those things do not affect the devotees. Devotees do not apply, do not sacrifice those cows and children. Devotees only chant Krishna's name. Actually, the best shara that one can do to one forefather is to offer them Mahaprasad. Then they have some. So, this is also just some Vedic description. The description is that money to do with devotees. This is called Prakita, what's called it? Prakita Maya. Those who follow the path of prosperity in this material world, there is no part of the Virgin Mary, which is the part that devotees follow. So this only pertains to the materialist people, not to the devotees. And those ones who come to this, to the birth of Krishna consciousness, those seem like a sacrifice no longer appears. Actually, if you become a devotee of Krishna, all your forefathers, they all become benefited. Actually, they become liberated. You become a devotee of Krishna. But the very service you can do to your forefathers is by being a pure devotee of Krishna. Otherwise, there's no amount of sacrifice you can do, especially in this Kali Yuga, where there is no proper brahmanas, no kind of proper mantras. So the so-called mantra, so-called sacrifice has to be used. It's actually the use of it. It's a waste of time. It does not apply, especially for this age of Kali. So any kind of sacrifice that should accompany the convent needs to be accompanied. So the best sacrifice is the Harina Sankirtan, deep Mahaprasha. Then the four for that, they all will be benefited.
Why do you worship cow? Because just you, why do you worship cow? And the regard cow is the mother. Because we think that is the reason.
Well, cow is Krishna is called Bhupa. Krishna is called Govinda. So Krishna is the mother of cow and everything. So cow is very dear to Krishna. We say no more Brahmani Devaya Guru Brahmani Sayacha. So we are serving Krishna because it's very dear to Krishna, the cow and the Brahmanas. Those who say very dear to Krishna, the Brahmanas and the cow. But the cow are worshipable. After all, the cow is mother. The mother is study mother. a cada hombre, de cada uno de los So the mother is always worshiping. You worship your mother, right? So the kind of mother, you have to worship her. So there are so many, many considerations. But of course, kind of very, very dear to Krishna.
Even conversation with the person, people will drink milk of sheep, goat and buffalo. So that means we have to consider them also.
So that's why they are bread in crude oil. When you drink goat milk, buffalo milk, and bread is crude oil. When you drink cow milk, you have to look for me.
Goat milk is very good for children.
So, others say, others, I would never drink goat milk. Why do you want to drink goat milk? If you have a goat brain, you don't have a goat brain, you know. What do I think? Your stomach is very prescription. Drink cow milk, that's a very good
thing.
Goat milk. Really? That's good. What? What?
Actually, we can see that The intention should be to decade up Krishna consciousness for some time. So, in India, there was eight kinds of marriage system, Nagar Vivaha, Yakshivaha, Asur Vivaha, etc. So, to decade up Krishna consciousness, what is the need of marrying? What I want to say, it's to unmarried couples also have to have a sex just to get a Krishna consciousness on the side. That is also okay.
No, you're married to get children. No, you don't have sex to get children. You're married for all, then you can get a sex on the side. Anyway, the best thing is to follow Krishna consciousness. You can keep coming to attend, I'm sure you'll get more clear in our command. There are so many things in the Vedic scriptures, but this is Kali Yuga. Vedic scriptures, it's not applicable for this age. That's why the only religion of these days is Arigam Sandhikan, it's the Chitana Pabu Sandhikan movement. There are so many concentrations we can think of in the Vedic scriptures. You know, and of course in these days, people, they love to live on Godzilla. The Godzilla is a man marrying a woman. That's the Godzilla. Married before you leave the place, you marry. That's the government. And then you leave for so often a wife. Our body life is to close up, you know. No marriage is not possible. That animal also do the same thing. There's a difference between you and the animal. In Guru Vrindavan, there are so many, many monkeys, so many, many fish. They all have the same creature, right? They have so many, many children. But you want to be like monkeys and fish? You're a human being. A human being means get married and produce Krishna consciousness. That was meant to be a human being, not to be like animals. So that's what is distinct between human and the animal. That is a big distinction. So we think that, you know, either we want to live that of an animal or we live that of a human being. So that's, then can be happy in that way. Maybe you can have one or two more questions.
My progress in Krishna consciousness depends on my level of surrender.
Yeah.
So I just want to know how can level of surrender.
Well, basically, further simply means to become detached from those things that are slow and living in Krishna. That was what that means. When we actually tell the friends of Krishna that I don't want to live the life of present journey, that we start giving consideration on what is beneficial for us, we are giving consideration to what is beneficial for Krishna, for Guru and Krishna. That is surrender. And your transfer is being determined by how much you have become detached from the unfortunate present journey, and how much you have become attached to Krishna, and what is good for Krishna. What is meant for the enjoyment of Krishna? So that's how you are transferring this measure. So, We just like anyway, that's it. One more going to ask a question and then
Krishna. So we have mentioned that Vidura is an expansion of Yamaraj.
That is Yamaraj.
Yamaraj himself. And we also know that Yudhishthira Maharaj is also an expansion of Dharmaraj, Yamaraj.
Son of the son of Yamaraj.
Yes. So, and the question that came
from the son of Yamaraj.
Son of Yamaraj.
Separation that we see from Krishna. So I have a question. We come across a lot of deities. We go to Vrindavan, we go to Mayapur, we go to different devotees' house and we see a lot of deities. We feel a lot of attraction for them also. But there is just one particular set of deities that holds the most meaning or most, like you hold the most attraction for those deities. Like some devotees, like you only say it's your Ishta Devata. So how does it happen? Like, you know, there's just one time you just feel you're attracted to them and you feel so much separation from them. So how does the concept of Ishta Devata come when you're seeing so many deities?
Yeah, Ishta Devata comes with the as a result of our natural devotion to the Lord. So, on that time, the Lord himself, he basically manifests himself to us in a particular form that we can relate to. And that's our Ishta Dev. And that Ishta Dev becomes the most important deity to us. Just like we know we have the Goswami deity, like you have Radharama, Radhagovinda, Karagopinath, Karagamada, Karagamada, like that. So these are Ishta Deva for various Goswamis who are the, you know, who went to the Dharma, and they manifested to this particular great Vaishnava. And then sometimes the, like when you go to the Dharma, you come after it to a particular deity. And that particular deity becomes the most dear one in our life, actually become our Ishta Deva. And so that natural attraction is the Lord's own mercy to us. This is Lord Ashwamedha mercy, and that the Lord, he has enabled us to become attracted to him. I think Srila Krishna Chaitanya Goswami was also talking about it in the Pancha Samhita, that the work itself is a kind of attraction to a particular form of the Lord, and that attraction is the most important thing of their life. Now, you don't think that I may have a particular attraction, another devotee also has a different attraction to another deity. It doesn't mean that my attraction is superior to another person's attraction. Because we are individuals, we are not one ethnic individual, and our relationship with Krishna is also individual. So, based on that individuality, you don't relate to us in as individual person. So to me, Krishna may relate to me as Radhamana Mohan, or may relate to another as Radha Govinda Ji. So we have different attractions. And that attraction is the most important. It's the most just below our sister. Another devotee has another attraction. So in that way, some of the devotees relate that yes, we are worshipping the same Lord, but that Lord has a particular manifestation, a particular devotee. So that's the one of the beauty aspect of the Krishna consciousness. So sometimes we say that, look, we have diversity. Diversity is there. So we have to celebrate about diversity because in unity is a dominant for Krishna and his pleasure. So, you know. Is that helpful? So then you can ask, okay, one, okay, that is back. See, of course, as I mentioned earlier, like when we go out to print distribute books, we tell people that they're not in body. we are spiritual, and the sons of God. You know, that much anybody can hear. But when we go out, but we don't speak about the confidential details of Krishna consciousness. We don't speak about confidential. How Krishna is better than Godhead, how the conception is separated from Krishna. No, we don't preach about that. We preach about the basic philosophy. You know, this body is there, spiritual, and the love of God, if you try to send him, he wants you to be happy. You know, that's our preaching also. And then when people are chanting, they're chanting, and then they expect that they're spiritual. And then they want to become like, oh, if someone wants to become surrender, then they can start hearing the body. So we have to preach, you know, that's what it must be. Everything we are preaching, we go to university, we go to college, but we don't preach to the university students that, you know, how Krishna is actually God, it's not, preach about, you know, the struggles of material world. You know, what is, you know, the problem with this material world, we need to talk about that, you know, and how to address all these problems, you know. But that's our mission earlier, that is what we have to be experts in the presentation of Krishna consciousness. Prabhupada was the most expert person. So anyway, I thank all of you for kindly speaking to me. I'm sure, you know, that Prabhupada and Kapal here, just by sitting right here, and looking at me, and I'm just looking at this big animal. What's talking about? So I'm saying that thank you for tolerating my speaking to you. So hopefully I come back in the future to
Canada.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.